One of the most fun things I've ever gotten to do at a kinky party was an over-the-knee spanking. I know corporal punishment is not for everyone, but I have to tell you, it's so much fun to put you over my knee and get to take advantage of your cute round ass right there. I like to put a little something special into my OTK spankings. Since I've got you right there, why not go ahead and tease that cute asshole of yours? But I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? I was going to tell you about that party. See, I had a sweet-ass slut on my hands, just waiting and wanting a good hard spanking. I like to make sure that my partners consent fully and freely, which is why I always have them ask for what they want, explicitly. This slut was no exception. I told him to kneel in front of me and ask for what he needed. There's something so fucking awesome about a slutty creature begging for a spanking, and to have their ass played with right in front of a whole room full of spectators. Absolutely amazing, and such a rush. He begged to be spanked and abused, used, and put in his place, and how could I refuse that? I had him stripped down to bare skin for me, and then positioned himself across my lap, with his head to my left and his ass in perfect position for a right-handed spanking. I bet you're just aching to know what happened next for my poor sweet-ass slut. Well, I spanked him. I will freely admit that my hands were sore the next day, because he got 175 swats on each ass cheek, for a total of 350 swats, hard, open-handed, bare palm, over-the-knee spanking, with intermittent teasing and touching and stroking. He whimpered, he begged, he cried, and then he had an explosive orgasm all over my thigh that I deeply enjoyed making him lick up afterwards. Would you like an over-the-knee spanking? Maybe Spanksgiving is for you then. Check my blog for details. It's fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.